This is BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. A member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
Hey, this is Dale Gentry welcoming you to another classic interview here on BPNRadio.com. For over 3 years, I've had many special guests here on BPNRadio.com. So during the following hour, we're going to replay one of those great interviews. Please remember that the following interview has been pre-recorded and may include some dated content. However, well, you're going to be blessed by another one of our special classic interviews here on BPNRadio.com. The Bible says that we are to give honor to whom honor is due. I want to honor a man who has played a major role in my life and ministry. And other than my father, no man has impacted my life in prayer like Dr. Larry Lee, who is our guest today. I met Larry in 1976 in Oklahoma. And 2 weeks later, he came to the little town of Rush Springs, where I was pastoring. And that little town of 1,400 people came there to minister for me. And the first thing he said to me when he got to the church, he said to me, Dale, where can we go and pray? And so I said, well, we'll find a place. We found a Sunday school room. And there Larry began to pray loud. He prayed in tongues, accompanied by a prophetic word over me. And I was quite shocked at his boldness in prayer. And so during the next 9 years, we became prayer partners. He would minister for me many times. And I went to Oklahoma City, began to pastor there as well. And I remember him calling me one day and said to me, Dale, please pray for me. I'm starting a church in a little town just outside of Dallas, Rockwall. He said, we're meeting each Sunday morning in a skating rink. We're the original Holy Roller Church of Rockwall. So I would later visit that church where they were praying. And so I would go to early morning prayer when I would go there and visit. And then in 1985, Larry Lee invited Gene and I to come and be a part of the ministry team there at Church on the Rock, which at that time was the fastest growing church in America. And we, for the next 2 years, Gene and I traveled out on behalf of Dr. Larry Lee and, the prayer ministry. And, it was a very fruitful time during those 2 years. And since that time, of course, we have maintained that fellowship relationship with Larry Lee. Dr. Larry Lee founded, pastored a church, there in Rockwall. That started with 14 people and grew to well over 10,000 people in only 10 years. From there, Dr. Lee has taught from his best-selling book now for over 25 years, Could You Not Tarry 1 Hour? Well over 50 nations throughout the world, and that has become a bestseller in over 21 languages. And that book, by the way, literally changed the prayer life of churches across America, around the world, as well as many great ministers and ministries. And of course, during the years of building the mega church in Rockwall, Church on the Rock, he also served as dean of the seminary at Oral Roberts University, 1988 to 1991. And of course, Dr. Larry Lee has been instrumental in calling people to pray, enlisting over 300,000 people in the 80s to be a part of his prayer army, as well as other things. He's been a blessing to my life. Dr. Larry Lee, welcome to our first anniversary here on BPN Radio.
Well, bless you, Dale. This is a great honor to be here on with this great cause of the nation, really, for intercessory prayer for America. I have heard you many, many times, as you mentioned, and the call to prayer is so consistent and so powerful that flows through your ministry. And I am so honored to be here. This is a great day and a great opportunity for people to lift up their voices and know that they are being heard by God. I've often said, and most recently, said that their mouth is connected to God's ear. And once we begin to pray in Jesus' name, we know that we're going to be heard, and thereby we'll see great and mighty things which we knew not. So, Dale, it's a joy to be here with you today.
Well, thank you, Larry Lee, and it's a joy to have you, and thank you for being such an influence on my life. When Gene and I came to Church on the Rock in Rockwall, 1985, we actually had purposed in our heart that we were going to go to Phoenix, Arizona, and birth the church. But on the way, the Holy Spirit spoke to Gene, and then you confirmed it and said you guys are to move here. I think what would have happened if we had not heard the voice of the Holy Spirit? And I do know that when we pray, we hear that voice. And I know that you certainly have played an instrumental role in my life, as well as thousands of other people, through your book, Could You Not Tarry 1 Hour, and the prayer series that was passed all across America. It's so good to have you on today. Tell us about how, I know you have a great testimony. Tell us a little bit about your story, about you growing up there in East Texas, and how you were called to pray, how you developed this prayer life.
I had such a sense. When I was going through Dallas Baptist University, as a side note, I think I was the only person or the first person that ever had an actual dynamic experience with the Holy Spirit. I was filled with the Holy Spirit one night praying out on the mountain there at Dallas Baptist University, and really had a calling on my life to seek God, and it was just an innate calling, a sense that I could not live without the presence of God, and that calling has never lifted off of my life. I'm looking at a verse right now in the Bible where it says, we have boldness to enter the Holy of Holies by the blood of Jesus, and after I'd been a youth pastor for years, when we first met, I was youth pastor of a great church. It was a Southern Baptist church that became fully full gospel, but it grew to over 4,000 or 5,000 members. And during those years as a youth pastor, going through seminary and waiting on God, seeking God, having a great revival among young people, that was the time that we first met, when we first got in that little room and prayed. I remember Rush Springs, Oklahoma. And then after that, the Lord led me to take a couple of years just to travel. After I was the youth pastor there for about 8 years, graduated from the Lord Seminary, the Baptist Seminary there in Fort Worth. When that happened, God dealt with me to go and find someone who was praying. And I would encourage anybody that has a desire to learn to pray is to get with someone who's actually praying. And Dr. B.J. Wilhite, who was pastoring in my hometown, asked me to conduct a little youth revival, and it lasted 7 weeks. We saw hundreds and hundreds of young people saved. During that time, I began to pray with Pastor Wilhite at 5 o'clock in the morning. And I know that may seem very, very austere and very difficult, but during those days, it was not hard. And we took that experience that we had with Pastor Wilhite, who later came also to Rockwall and assisted us there. We prayed early in the morning every day. It was a 5-day a week.
Yeah.
And then on Saturday night, it never stopped.
Right.
And I've told people for years, people have asked me, how in the world did such a great church come from that church of over 10,000 was built in a town that actually only had 5,000 people? How did that happen? And I said, well, we didn't build it. The Lord built it. But he said, my house will be called a house of prayer.
Yeah.
And so around that theme and this revelation from this one verse that we come before God, not in our righteousness, but by the power and the force and literally the blood of Jesus that is speaking for us, it says, we say what that blood is saying. We'll come into his presence every day of our life. And that's how it was birthed, Dale, and that's how it's been maintained now for all of these years, even right down to the present, going from church to church, sometimes staying a month, sometimes staying a year. I've continued in this ministry all these years and thrilled to talk to you today because I know that you've expanded this and you have taken it much further than I have, but yet we have some sow and some water, but God himself gives the increase. So we give him all the glory today.
Well, I know you played a major role in so many people's lives in prayer over these many years. And, you know, when I came to be with you in 1985, I was ministering out some. But one day you were leading you were hosting a pastor's, and I've told this story many times, you were hosting a pastor's conference. There was about 600 pastors there, and I was in one of the rooms preparing for some seminars that would be conducted after the general session. And somebody said, Dale, pastor's calling for you. And so you brought me out and introduced me to 600 pastors. And I never forget Evangelist James Robinson was standing there with you. And you said, I just want to recommend this man come to your church and minister. And from that time on, Larry, I have never lacked an invitation. And that has been... wow. I mean, that was 1986. So I just want to say, thank you because I have taught many times that there's always somebody ready to help you because you cannot get where you need to be by yourself. There needs to be somebody that has a key to unlock a door for you. And so I want to thank you for inviting me to Church on the Rock. I want to thank you for introducing me to those 600 pastors. Before the sunset that day, I had more invitations than I could possibly handle from so many different places. And that was because of your introduction. And so I want to say thank you. And I probably today there would be thousands of people that if they had the opportunity to be on BPN Radio that they would thank you for your influence in prayer because you literally impacted. I know you impacted America through the prayer series. It was a tape series to begin with, I believe, and then developed in the book. But you know, I would go on your behalf, and people would just take those tape series. They were going everywhere. And people were praying in the morning. You were literally impacting a nation. I believe even President Bush, you had a meeting with him about the prayer series.
Yes, I had a great honor to be invited to the White House and actually had a moment there in the Oval Office with President Bush Sr., senior. Mm-hmm. And interestingly, as I was walking out of the door of the Oval Office, I was thinking to myself, and really not even talking to the Lord. I was just thinking to myself, I would bet I was the only young man to ever be in the Oval Office from the little town I was raised in, Kilgore, Texas, down in East Texas, a town of about 10,000. I thought to myself, I bet I'm the only boy to ever be in here. And the Holy Spirit spoke so clear to me that day, Dale. He said, today you've been in the presence of an earthly president who will come and go, but every day I welcome you into the Holy of Holies, to the King of Kings who will never change. He doesn't come and go, and he's always ready to hear your petitions. So that was a great honor to be there with George Bush Sr., and at the same time, how the Lord impacted my life during those years, as the Holy Spirit was literally blanketing America and beginning to spread out throughout the world, this revelation concerning prayer. And it is a revelation and a calling. Now, everyone is called to pray. Some have what I would consider a gift of prayer. But at the same time, we're all like Jesus sent his disciples. He said, as the Father sent me, even so send I you. You can't study the life of Jesus without seeing him going literally from one place of prayer to the next place of prayer. Mm-hmm. And in between those prayer places, Jesus did his earthly ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what really convicted me, Dale, about prayer. That's what really got on the inside of me because my colloquial phrases that kind of stuck through the years was I read the red part of the Bible, that's Jesus' words,
mm-hmm.
and then pray for the power, read the book of Acts,
mm-hmm.
and that was something I read the red, pray for the power.
Yeah.
Well, as I read the red, that is the words of Jesus and the life of Christ, it's impossible to see the life of Jesus, even right down to the Garden of Gethsemane and the cross where he died to save us. We cannot see him any other place than going from one place of prayer to the next. And then mm-hmm. even to think now, oh my, how he's interceding for us today. So people who say that they are following Jesus and are not evolving in their prayer life and building a prayer life, I wonder what Jesus they're actually following, because if there was ever a day where people that call themselves Christians need to call on the Lord for not only their own lives, their families, their churches, but also for our nation,
mm-hmm.
this is the day and the hour, and Jesus is interceding for us, and I believe what he's praying for us is that we will return to the place of prayer.
I believe that. And how did you get the revelation of calling the church to pray in the morning times? Because I know that I carried that message across America, but how did you get that revelation of morning?
Well, there is so much in the Bible about the early morning prayer, but I'll just mention a couple of interesting little side notes. When Jacob wrestled with the angel, you remember back in Genesis, the angel kept saying, and we as believers believe that potentially could have been the Lord, but the rabbis of the Jewish faith, they taught the angel of the Lord when he said, I must go, the day is breaking.
Mm-hmm.
The day is breaking.
Mm-hmm.
That the angel was going there to get his assignment. And that greatly convicted me in the beginning of my prayer walk. And then I would see Jesus, the Bible says in Mark 1, rose up a great while before day and went out to a solitary place and there prayed. That was his lifestyle. And I was so massively convicted by this, that because as hard as I would try, I was hit or miss for many years, 5 or 6 years there, until I began to pray with Pastor Wilhite. I saw his prayer life and the mm-hmm. consistency of his walk with God,
mm-hmm.
and that so greatly convicted me. And he was having early morning prayer at his church basically on a normal basis. But then, when we burst into the revival, it really exploded,
mm-hmm.
and I just carried that over, Dale, right into Church on the Rock, and then began to show that was the pattern and the lifestyle of Jesus. Well, of course, he prayed late in the night, and he prayed at different seasons.
Mm-hmm.
It appears that was a normal way that he lived his life, and that was early morning prayer. This morning, after walking in this walk now for well over 40 years, I am sitting here right now, and I have been up for exactly 4 hours, and I woke up... I'm on the West Coast right now. I woke up around 5. I don't have to set an alarm clock anymore. I just wake up. And it's just a normal way of life.
Yeah.
Without that, you get into your day and you begin to scramble spiritually with the events of your day. But if you pray in the morning,
mm-hmm.
and as one dear sister said, what does it mean to pray through? I said, you pray till you get through. And you pray till you get through to that
yes.
place of grace.
Yeah.
And ease of spirit. Then you're walking in the spirit during the day, and you just keep your eyes on Jesus, and it makes life so much easier. But beyond that, it gives you power in order that you may get the job done, whatever God has for you to do in your day. And so I know there are many listeners right now that this is a bold challenge to them, but at the same time, it's not difficult. It's just beginning to set your alarm clock a little earlier and get up and
yeah.
give the Lord the first part of your day.
Yeah.
I'll say one more thing. Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God
mm-hmm.
and his righteousness. We turn that into a platitude of ideology of religion, basically. Mm-hmm. That's okay, put Jesus first, or what would Jesus do? So that's really not the context, because the next verse says, take no thought for tomorrow. In other words, he was saying, the first thing you do when you get up every day is seek first his kingdom. And of course, in the Lord's Prayer, the prayer that teaches us how to pray, we're to pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Well, actually, that's him being king and ruler over our hearts and mm-hmm. in the hearts of our family, from our family right on into our relationships and day-to-day life, and particularly our church, and then finally our nation. Mm-hmm. And so it was a calling that was something that I grew into, again, reading the words of about Jesus rising up a great while before day. I realized that that was something that God was calling me to do. Mm-hmm. And I have a sense that we're about to have a great resurgence of prayer mm-hmm. throughout our nation. I know that that's your calling, Dale. I know God has put that in you so deeply, and that has been the theme of your life and ministry now for many years.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm convinced now, with the terrible tragedies that are going on throughout the world, and particularly and most recently the terrorist threat that's on the world,
mm-hmm.
I am convinced that God will raise a remnant up, and is actually raising a remnant right now that's going to seek him early and find him. And that's going to be the difference, because as you have said and I have said too, the greatest power in the world is not nuclear power, it's not electrical power, it's not governmental power. It is the power of prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And so God is calling us back to that place that I remember from the words of Jeremiah. It says, call to me, I will answer you.
Yeah.
If I might, I could, he said, I will.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, and I will show you great and mighty things which you knew not.
Yeah.
I just finished preaching for 6 months in a local church in West Texas, and we prayed regularly early in the morning. I would travel back and forth there every week for 6 solid months, and now the great fruit is coming in. They're building new buildings. God's moving mightily. This is what I do, Dale, and it's never stopped, and I don't believe it ever will. So I go to heaven. I pray. I'm praying somewhere or preaching somewhere, and the Lord just takes me out to the church.
Yeah.
That's where I want to go up.
Yeah, me too.
But if I go by death, I'll go out the same way I've come in, and that's by the grace of God and the blood of Jesus that ushers us not only into forgiveness, but also the entrance into the Holy of Holies.
That's right. Well, Aaron, we're going to have you in just a little while. We're going to pray, and I know you love to pray. I love to pray, and we're going to spend some time in prayer. I would like to remind everybody you're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour Internet prayer station around the clock, around the globe, at this time or any time as we pray for revival in America and of the spiritual awakening. I'm so thankful to have hundreds of churches and hundreds of cities, as well as over 90 nations that are joining us to pray. It's an honor to have my longtime friend, Dr. Larry Lee, a man that's been so effective in my life and helped me get started in leading prayer. Of course, I've been praying for a long time, but leading prayer, God actually spoke to me in 1966 when I was a radio announcer and engineer at KWFT Radio in Wichita Falls, and said to me, son, if you give me the first hour of your day, I'll change your life. So I began to pray and that little house in Wichita Falls, but it was when I met Larry Lee that I began to learn how to pray more effectively. And then, of course, after I went to Rockwall in 1985, from 85 to 87, he began to teach me and train me how to lead corporate prayer, which I believe was the power of the early church. Jesus said, I want you to go and pray together, and we are effective as we pray together, right? And, of course, you know, it's amazing how you put a prayer army together there in the 1980s. And, of course, that was accompanied by your prayer series, Could You Not Tarry 1 Hour? And then, of course, you were able to gather a prayer army. In the days when you did not have the help of the social media, the internet, I mean, you had over, I know you had over 300,000, and you would send them out a dog tag, right, to be a part of the army. Can you talk a little bit about that?
That was such an amazing season. And I meet people every day, even now, that still have those dog tags. It's no matter where I go, people come and say that season, and even into the third, fourth generation of the book that I wrote, Could You Not Carry 1 Hour? I've had people recently come to me and say, it just radically changed my life. And these are people that I've never met, don't know, mm-hmm. but pastors are calling from all over the country saying, can you come? Can you come and spend a weekend? As a matter of fact, I'm going back to be with John, my son, in Rockwall, who's pastoring now in Rockwall there. And then from there, I go to Spokane, Washington, Dale. I'm going from there to another great church in McKinney, Texas. This is my life. But in those days, when we birthed the 300,000 prayer army, that was a calling that Pastor Wilhite and I had together early when we were praying together. And I've mentioned Wilhite several times.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Wilhite was my pastor.
Yeah.
The First Assembly of God Church at Kilgore, Texas, when I went back home and really received this revelation of how to rise early and pray effectively in the morning. During that time, we agreed together, he and I, that there needed to be a remnant of 300,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
And that agreement that he and I had together, I carried over into the birthing of the Church on the Rock that became, as you said earlier, just an amazing phenomenon in a town of 5,000. We saw 5,000 as members within 5 years and then went on to 10,000. That was not a revival center. It was a prayer center. That's mm-hmm. what it really was.
Yeah.
You remember, we had very few guest speakers. You know, we would just go and worship God, but mm-hmm. the prayer force,
mm-hmm.
and I like to call it this way, turning a church into a prayer-based church. Everyone is trying to turn the church into this, that, or the other, but Jesus again said it very clearly, my house should be called a house of prayer.
Yeah.
And so that was the impetus and the power behind that great church, and frankly, all great churches, where the move of God continues even as it is today. But the 300,000 was a phenomenal thing because we saw it as a percentage, really just 0.1% of our nation. And we believed, God, that that 300,000 would make a great, great difference, which that's why I got to see President Bush in the Oval Office, because of the phenomenon of actually through network television, not just Christian television,
mm-hmm.
although I was on all three Christian networks. We were on fully syndicated on network television.
Mm-hmm.
And someone would say, well, that must have been very expensive back then. Well, it was beyond very expensive, but our church didn't pay for it. We went all over this country doing banquets and calling people and then did great crusades. And mm-hmm. I never took one nickel from any crusade or any banquet. We would raise the finances to go on national television
mm-hmm.
and call people to prayer. And the response was just overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
I think people then felt the desperation sense that they're feeling now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why your ministry, Dale, men like you and others that have been given such a specific call, are so vital to our world. And so as I continue to travel, as I continue to receive incredible opportunities, not here, not only in America, but around the world, churches large and small are saying the same things to me. Okay, tell me how you build a prayer-based church. And I always say the same thing. It has to start with the pastor, and it works with the leadership. Usually, and in many years, the prayer group was a group of ladies, with all due respect to the sisters that we need so vitally. But we saw that move of God was birthed with just a handful of people there in that little bitty town, but then massive anointing came on our prayer line. Mm-hmm. I wrote a book entitled Releasing the Prayer Anointing, mm-hmm. which I still enjoy going and doing all over churches throughout our land.
Yeah.
And we're believing, God, that as the days progress just before us, and particularly leading up to our next presidential election, that there will be a mighty move of the Holy Spirit calling people to pray. But we did reach the number 300,000 and ended up announcing that in San Francisco, where there was a great, on Halloween night, mm-hmm. 1990,
mm-hmm.
we had a great protest against this. Some mm-hmm. will remember that.
I remember.
Those that don't, Peter Wagner, the great historian, said it was the greatest manifestation of light versus darkness in the history of America. That's a quote by Peter Wagner.
Mm-hmm.
Over 25, 30,000 people were protesting the 10,000 people that were in the auditorium in downtown mm-hmm. San Francisco,
yeah.
which, by the way, was the last time they ever had a meeting on Halloween night in that building, because it was such a demonstrative protest of darkness against light
mm-hmm.
in the sense of our prayer calling to get the 300,000. We've reached that number. As a matter of fact, we had over that. We had 370,000 people that we sent dog tags to, because mm-hmm. they had made a commitment. It wasn't a little dinky thing that meant nothing. It was these people had made a commitment to us in writing that they literally would get up in the morning and pray. They sent us a letter or something to that effect, or contacted our ministry. We are there. We are praying. And we won't stop praying till we see, as it happened in the first Persian Gulf War, it was over in 8 days.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I don't remember how many people died, but less than two dozen people actually died in that war from the United States of America. And I'm convinced that same power will work today in our world.
Yes.
With all the horrible things that are going on through mass terrorism that's upon the land. That's just open demonic activity mm-hmm. that can be driven backwards. But I don't think it'll be driven backwards just, you know, by military force. It'll be driven backwards by the power of God through prayer.
Right. Right. Well, I certainly believe that. And I do believe there is still a remnant of the prayer army from years ago that is still seeking God in many different geographical locations, still seeking God, still hunger for God, desiring for mobilization to once again pray, because we see such an outbreak of the powers of darkness that have come against our nation and our cities. And I remember that when you were calling in the 80s, when you were calling these 300,000, the early 90s, to pray, there was a change in the atmosphere in our nation. We can look back in the 1980s and find that as churches were praying early in the morning all across America, as well as individuals, that there was a change in the atmosphere of our nation. There was a change in the climate. Those were the days of Ronald Reagan, the days of George H.W. Bush, and there was change in the climate. Now, once again, we are facing major challenges in our nation, but I believe that the key, the hope, is prayer. And I remember when you were going across America and you were leading entire cities in prayer. I know you were in San Francisco, you were in Miami. I don't know how many cities you went to, but
the major cities of America, Chicago, Philadelphia, Los Angeles, every major city in America, and we were filling the largest stadiums at that time under roof. You know, the smallest crowds we ever saw were under just, you know, around 10,000 people. But that was, those were primarily, leadership people of all things. They were people that were called to this, to lead the charge of this early morning prayer calling and to really seek God. And as you said, we saw massive prosperity and spirit. And in truth, we saw it in every aspect of society and life. And that's when the whole megachurch movement was birthed. It was birthed just after that great prayer revival.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are convinced, and I'm convinced now, and that's why I still go from church to church, Dale.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm telling you, frankly, that's why I'm still doing it this way, because I believe that's the pattern that Christ laid and the apostles laid in the New Testament, is to go and build prayer bases.
Yeah.
And that's, again, it seems, and the natural eye, it seems like no big deal. But let me tell you, if Jesus meant what he said, and I'm certain he did, when he said if two agree on earth as touching anything they ask, what happens when four get in agreement, eight get in agreement? It becomes exponential in its power and in its working. And so it's such a thrill today to be with you, my dear friend, after 35 years of serving God, and now these 30 years of serving God, not under the same roof, but together,
mm-hmm.
we're seeing the resurgence of a move of God that has the power to bring great revival across our land again.
Yeah.
And so that's my prayer. That's how I live. And that's my hope. And,
uh-huh.
But not just my hope, it's my assurance because of the promises.
Yeah.
So, Dale, thank you so much for today. This has been amazing. And I pray if anyone desires to contact me, that they can do that through you, or they'll do it through just my last name is spelled L-E-A. Most people don't know that now. They don't know who Larry Lee is, because I've spent many years now traveling. I've been to 61 nations and a lot of times, just like you have, all over the world. And so, yeah, my email is just drlarrylee@gmail.com for anyone that would like to contact me or would like for me to pray with them. You know, I receive all kind of prayer requests and invitations just through that, drlarrylee@gmail.com. And so, Dale, I appreciate you letting your friends know as well that this is what I am still doing and joyfully doing, and with great strength and power. We're seeing these churches revived, and as I mentioned just recently, we've had remarkable results that have come as we're seeing the same things. The world is not seeing it, but the churches are seeing it, and that's all that really matters, is one church at a time transforming our country.
Yeah.
And this is, I know, your calling as well.
That's right.
And what a great work you're doing. I think you told me you had hundreds of churches that are a part of this broadcast that we're doing right now.
The Breakout Prayer Network,
yes. I am so thrilled. How many are actually with you, Dale?
Well, I have over 1,100 churches where there are at least one or more people in the congregation that are praying with me through BPN Radio and through letspray.america.com. For over 3 years, I put out a daily prayer via email, Facebook, my fan page, and other medias in both English and Spanish. But, I do have over 1,100 represented. I believe in God for 1,000 prayer groups, and I have probably about maybe 100 at the moment, but believe in God for 1,000 prayer groups. And I'm so thankful to have you a part of my life. I want you to pray, and if people need to get in contact with you, actually they could Google Dr. Larry Lee and get all the information there also, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And get your book is still powerful, and you've got a lot of materials there.
It's still on Amazon, and that's how people buy the book now. They just go to Amazon.com and look up my name, L-E-A, Larry Lee.
Yeah.
And there, it's all there. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, the central purpose of our coming together today, I believe, is for you and I to just get our hearts in agreement with all the friends that are listening.
Yeah.
Let's just pray that the Lord will birth revival, not only in our hearts, our families, our churches, but in our nation.
Okay. Why don't you start praying, Larry, and I'll set myself in agreement with you.
I will do
it. Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Father, we do come into solemn agreement today, and we know that that is a covenant of agreement before the throne of grace brings mighty and powerful and effective release of your will on the earth. And Lord, we know today that the only thing that's going to reverse the negative trends as well as the demonic attacks will be the force of agreeing prayer. And so we come into agreement today that your kingdom will come and your will shall be done on the earth. We know when the kingdom comes, there's righteousness, peace, and joy. We know when the will of God is done, revival is released through churches and every little hamlet, every little city throughout the great cities of our nation.
Yes.
We pray for America today from the White House all the way through the legislature, all the way through every governor, every state. We pray for a great move of the Holy Spirit, a mighty revival, O Lord, to come and to sweep our nation in such a way, to sweep it in such a way that there would be, as Dale mentioned earlier, a great release of a change in the atmosphere. We know a change must come, but it must start by God's Holy Spirit moving with mighty power.
Yes.
So in Jesus' name, we ask you, Father, to release that power on this land. And Lord, set our hearts aright so that we can see the might of your glory in this land. And Dale Gentry and Larry Lee come into agreement right now with
yes.
all of
yes.
the friends of this ministry.
Yes.
And we call to you, knowing that you said you would answer us and show us great and mighty things that we have never seen before. We are ready, Father. We're standing, willing, and we're able to walk in the Spirit and see those things come to pass that only you can do, Lord. For it is time for you to work, O Lord. For vain is the help of man. Let your Spirit work mightily. And thank you, Lord, for friendships that are covenant friendships that have been birthed by the Spirit and have been maintained through the decades. Now let new folks come in, new friends, those that have a calling on their life and those that have a sense that we must pray now. We must pray effectively and fervently. And we claim, Lord, a great victory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. And Father, I set myself in agreement with my friend Larry Lee, who I started praying with almost 40 years ago, for another spiritual awakening in America. And Lord, I know that history repeats itself. And Lord, we declare that once again, that pastors and church leaders all across this nation will have a passion to pray, will have a hunger for you. Those that have lost their way concerning prayer will once again return to their prayer closet and begin to pray and seek your face and call upon you. And in turn, call upon their church, declaring they're going to be a prayer-based church, and the church
yes.
is going to return to corporate prayer. And
yeah.
I pray for Larry Lee. I pray for the fruit of the many prayer seeds that he has sown over the years for so long. I pray for the fruit to come forth in an incredible, distinctive way in this nation. And I pray, Lord, that the call to pray that has been in his life and on his lips for these many years, will people respond to that, will pick up the mantle and begin to lead prayer across this nation. Lord, we so desperately need you. And I bless Larry Lee today, and I bless him for being a forerunner to so many, many prayer ministries and prayer groups in these United States of America. And I pray with him and agree with him that you will awaken the church, awaken the giant, and may we call upon you as never before in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
Well, I love you, Larry. Thanks for being on today.
I love you too, Dale.
And,
Thank you so much.
Thanks for being my friend. If you want to find out about Larry Lee, you can just Google Larry Lee, L-E-A, and find out more about his ministry. I bless you right now in the name of the Lord. Thank you once again for your
Thank
influence
you,
in my life over the years.
We're going to do this again soon, I pray.
Okay, let's do it.
Lord bless you, Dale.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
I never see. in an altar.